This is your Northwest Report for Wednesday, February 8th. I'm David Sparks, and I'm pleading with you not to shoot the messenger. Yesterday, I said that several Northwest meteorologists, climatologists, had said that precipitation was ending, only to wake up yesterday morning and find out that Idaho had been slammed with extremely heavy wet snowfall, which certainly didn't help this situation.
This is a list that Assessor's Office has put together with what they've gone out and assessed building damage. And we've got on these five sheets, there's 99 buildings. And they brought another whole handful of them that will be added to this yesterday. A big share of these buildings are agricultural buildings like onion sheds and processing facilities and things like that. There's some carports, lots of hay sheds out in the country. But this event we've had here has just been catastrophic to our county.
That was Washington County, Idaho Commissioner Kirk Chandler. I know Malheur County in Oregon has also been hit badly. And if you watched the Super Bowl, you were probably stunned by the comeback by the New England Patriots in the second half of the game. More stunning news from the world of football. Remember Steve Sarkisian, former coach of the University of Washington Huskies, who went on to join up with the University of Alabama as their offensive coordinator? I don't want to say this guy is unstable, but that stint lasted one game, in as much as Sarkisian has been named the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons less than 24 hours after Kyle Shanahan, former Falcon offensive coordinator, left to become head coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
David Sparks,
aginfo.net.